USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There have been 3 days of public hearings in the House impeachment probe, with Democrats struggling to find the smoking gun linking the president to an impeachable offense. Former U.S. envoy to Ukraine, Ambassador Kurt Volker, told the House Intelligence Committee he was never part of any effort to pressure Ukraine into investigations to help President Trump in exchange for military aid.
I did not know of any linkage.
But two White House officials told a Democratic-led committee earlier in the day they were concerned when the president brought it up in his July 25th call with Ukraine. Another former White House aide has said he wasn't concerned anything illegal was discussed, and top committee Republican Devin Nunes sees no evidence of wrongdoing.
It's obvious the Democrats are trying to topple the president solely because they despise him.
There's more public hearings on Wednesday and Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A United Nations Human Rights report says the United States has the world's highest rate of child detention, and its policy of separating children at the U.S.-Mexico border amounts to inhumane treatment. Attorney Manfred Nowak authored the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights Global Study on Children Deprived of Liberty and said the U.S. policy under President Trump to separate migrant children from parents is absolutely prohibited by the U.N. Convention of the Rights of the Child. He said it's inhumane treatment for both the parents and the children. He also said there's quite a number of children that are separated from their parents, and neither the children nor the parents know where each other are. Nowak estimates more than 100,000 migrant children are still being held in U.S. detention centers. He said that's far more than all of the other countries where they have reliable figures. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
With a continued high risk of wildfires, California may be hit with more intentional power shutoffs this week. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The state's largest utility, PG&E, says as many as 250,000 customers could be impacted as strong winds predicted Wednesday could lead to increased fire danger. Affected areas include 19 counties in the Sierra Foothills, North Valley, North Bay, and other parts of the Bay and the Sierra Foothills, North Valley, North Bay, and other parts of the Bay Area. The utility pledging that customers would be given 48 hours notice ahead of a shutoff. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In a surprise announcement, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. is rescinding a 1978 legal opinion that called the West Bank settlements illegal. John Clemens reports.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said this reverses the policy that involves a region known in the Bible as Judea and Samaria.
The Trump administration is reversing the Obama administration's approach towards Israeli settlements. U.S. public statements on settlement activities in the West Bank have been inconsistent over decades.
Mr. Pompeo went on to say, calling the establishment of civilian settlements inconsistent with international law has not advanced the cause of peace.
The hard truth is, there will never be a judicial resolution to the conflict, and arguments about who is right and wrong as a matter of international law will not bring peace.